Okay. Well, this is somebody specific, but I'm guessing probably a lot of us could use this one. Clarity and healing guidance in relationship to ch challenging dynamics with mom and contracts. So this is for a specific person.
Oh.
That's the name. But if that wants to come through specific for this, or, we all have mommy issues, so.
I just got back from a long weekend with my mother.
I'm sorry.
And oh my God, I need this. Like so bad.
So the person who asked this question will give you personal, but we're also going to open it up to anybody if you have thoughts of things with your mom, and this could be like, we know her, we don't know her, she's in spirit, she's alive. Let's just think about this because our health is really connected to the well-being of our mothers. The first way we learn constriction training is in the womb when we get the breathing pattern of our mother, right? All right, so let's see what comes through around this.
It is your God-given right to be sovereign, separate, and independent from every other person. And within the society, there are very strong bonds between mothers and children at times. There's a very strong societal value system around strong ties with parents and children. And yet, we tell you from our perspective that connections with parents should be best choice, a choice that you make, rather than an obligation that you have. As parents move through the aging process, they shift and change. They consciously or unconsciously make their lives smaller and smaller and smaller to ease the pain of the transition out of body. This can often be seen in dementia, illness, or just merely what you call downsizing. But most people find ways to begin the ending of their lives. And in many ways, the body requests that to happen as well. This, of course, is tied into the belief around when you are supposed to die, which is often taught by your family, how long you should live, what kind of life, and what kind of quality of life are you to have before you transition out. This can be hard to watch. This can be hard to take part in. But find your compassion with the idea that, once again, we say that these are taught belief systems. These are handed down through families in one way or another. These are also very much handed down in society and the way the elderly are treated and the systems that are in place to support them or not. Your strength lies in deciding where you would like to be for this transitory time in your parents' life. So I'm looking specifically at the woman whose name is here. My read on this woman is that she's fairly happy, fairly independent. Well, it's like there's a dichotomy. To some degree, she's sad, but there's a part of her that is sort of skipping towards the end, like happily going along. Part of what happens to the adult child is the beginning of missing the parent. the missing sometimes of what you will never get that you've always wanted. And sometimes it's the missing of the actual friendship that you've created with the parent. But know that that is what occurs within you to create some of the friction that you feel around the changing situation and the changing relationship. I'm not getting anything else. Did that answer the question? Is there something specific you want to ask about it? Is there something specific you want brought up?
What I'm getting is something about protection for me.
Oh, you would you like some protection? Mm-hmm. Okay. The more you can call back all of your parts and pieces, as we did earlier, the more you can call back your fragments, your energy, and your power, and pull your parts of self back together, the more your mind stays quiet, and you can ask yourself the question, how much of this do I have to give my power to? How much of this can I hold for myself? And how much do I have to give away? And hopefully the answer is always, I really don't need to give any of my power away. And that allows you to be in relationship while having all of the, whether it's conflict or drama or just even the relationship with your mother, kind of be outside of you instead of coming into your field and taking over. You request that it stay outside of your field. And that's a very powerful place to be. It's a very powerful place to live. And you can hold yourself strong in that.
So the first item, when they were telling us that we have a right to be sovereign, chart 13 programs before creation, the item on this chart is thought that was being cleared. So our thought about what is the right thing to do and what is not the right thing to do, clearing that kind of that expected familial contractual things that we have in our head. Next, and they continue talking about having a choice in our relationships, chart 20, refining consciousness was being cleared, hidden programs at God levels. When they started talking about the aging process and describing how we downsize in our bodies and in our minds, I was taken to chart 3, which is actually multi-pages. And this is our levels of soul consciousness. And what happened here is we went to the levels below chart 3. So these are like... it's like demonics and like really dark, dense energies that don't even come into form. And so everything on that chart below chart 3 was being cleared. And what was being shown here is as we want to stay in relationship, and I've gotten this image before on these charts, if we think about our consciousness as like a high-rise building, we occupy a certain floor. And so maybe floor 13 is where I have my furniture. That's where I'm comfortable. That's where I like to be. I may want to go visit Randy, who certainly lives in the penthouse. And so I'll go up to the penthouse. I'm not penthouse. Like, I'm not going to stay there all the time because I'm more comfortable on 13. But I need to allow my consciousness to be able to go there for whatever work I'm trying to do. And that the same is true, particularly in our familial relationships. Sometimes we've got to go to the first floor, the second floor, even though it's really uncomfortable, it's not our decor, it's dark, there's mold, it makes us breathe, but that is where the person that we love lives. And so we have to figure out, if we want to be in a relationship, how do we go there, but no, we're going to go back to our floor And so that's kind of how it was being shown. And then the one caution here is that the don't think of it, though, as hierarchical, even though it's this idea we think higher is better. It's not. It's just where the work is. It's just where the person is. It's just where we are at that time and at that moment, right? And so really, it's not this illusion of we're trying to gain this consciousness level and go higher and higher and higher. What we're trying to do is have the ability to go anywhere we need to go in any moment with any person in any situation for what we're being asked and wanting to do. And so it's about being able to go there, no problem. Bravo. And not forget who we are. So then after that, when they're talking about, that we begin this process after this downsizing, we begin this process of like missing the parent, missing the relationship that maybe we had. Chart 14, pre-fall of consciousness was being cleared there, and that was creating the illusion. And then specifically when we were inquiring more about the specific name on the paper here, what was being cleared there was misuse of life meaning. So when there was the description of the dichotomy of like that she's happy, but then there's this other thing happening. There's like this misuse of life meaning, like that maybe she's forgotten the way and the meaning of her life, and that is part of what's happening there. And then we were taken to chart 5, which is really this negative motivation blocks and interference. And so this is kind of a chart we just go clear. And so for all of us in these familial, parental, motherly relationships, codependency was being cleared. And then specifically in this situation, their guilt, abuse, frustration, and domineering were also being cleared specifically for the name on the paper and the relationship there. And actually guilt was for all of us. So anything around guilt and codependency that we might have with our own maternal relationships was being cleared. Is it okay to focus on individual healing and joy, even though there is so much suffering in the world? It's a really good question.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is good to have that question. When you live from the place of misguided compassion, and we will explain what that means, you join, if we use Michelle's explanation, you join everybody on the first floor of the high rise. Compassion is held in the heart from a place of loving everybody, no matter what they're going through. Misguided compassion is the feeling that we must help everybody address their issues, or we must get involved with the wrongs of the world. And again, in so doing, you drop your vibration to join with the problems. It is best to work on raising your vibration and staying in a place of light as much as possible. From this place, you will be guided to what would be most helpful in any situation. Some guidance may be to meditate. Some guidance may be to call one person. Other guidance may be to join a group. But never from a place of misguided compassion. Always from a place of following your heart calling. As the world continues to erupt in places, in countries, with people, with the environment, what you are actually seeing is a rise in consciousness from the higher levels, above your thought and mind and mental body. This rise in consciousness is happening out and above, so to speak, above this level of fourth dimensional consciousness. And as it's rising, it is no longer willing to live in a world that has been built on lies and violence and greed, on envy and jealousy and hatred. And so all of that information is coming up to be seen, but it looks like you need to do something about all of this information. But really sitting back and trusting that the higher levels have this under control is the most, in a way, divine surrender that you can possibly have. Holding compassion for those that are, of course, in harm's way, but also allowing everything to sort of create the avalanche that is being created, and knowing that it will eventually come to an end because the frequency is rising on the planet, consciousness is quickening and rising, the Earth's frequency herself is rising, and there is no longer any room for this level of being that seems to be the loudest level of being on the planet. When you can live from that place of faith and trust, you do not join the fray. You stay away from it and allow it to run itself out of energy, because it will. If you do not feed it, it will eventually run itself out of energy. Complete.
That's sorry. Okay.
So at the opening, when we were basically being told that, you know, it's not our jobs, the pendulum was pointing to angels of light and just reminding us that there are other beings whose job it is who are also looking out, right? Like our job is ourselves, and there are other beings that are looking out for everybody. And so we have to trust that. And we were taken to chart 4, which is like programs before creation. This can deal with past lives. And so what was being shown here is benefit. So like whenever we're feeling like we need to help somebody that is not ourselves, we need to be paying attention to what benefit we're actually receiving from that. And by benefit, that can be, you know, an ego boost, or it can be avoiding something. Like what are we avoiding and what are we getting? So really remembering that a lot of this is like benefit programming that we're trying to receive or avoid something. Right. And so we're getting a clearing to that benefit programming so we could have some relief to that. Next, when they were talking about the rise in consciousness that's coming from the higher levels, and that's some of like what we're feeling here, we were taken to chart 10A miscellaneous blocks. And this was really interesting. The first item, which I think maybe I've had come up, both of these items I think I've only seen twice before, and it was anti-time conflict and decaying universe. And so in this higher level, like rapid consciousness increase, that is part of what we're feeling in this, like, what do we do? Where do we look? Because we really are in this, there's this conflict of time that's happening because all of these things are happening rapidly all at once. And then decaying universe, we can feel the whispers of, it's kind of like stars, you know, like I think by the time we see them, aren't they already dead or something yeah. like that? So that's yeah. like what was being shown, is that so a lot of these things that we're feeling are imprints that aren't even now, it's from old decaying universes.
And so that's part of the miscellaneous blocks that were cleared. Then when they were talking about holding compassion but allowing the avalanche to happen, Savior Complex was being cleared. And there it was like this really subtle message of like, hey, like you're not the savior. Lose that complex. Everything is happening as it's supposed to. You need to just take care of yourself. So
beautiful.
I felt a little reprimanded.
And yet that's the perfect way to say it.
Right. That's what it was. It's like we've got this. Like if you take care of yourself, we can do the other things.
That, yeah.
Like in some ways we're really well-meaning, but we're actually messing with the process that needs to happen, the avalanche that needs to happen. Like there's an avalanche right. that needs to happen and it's uncomfortable, but we have to resist that urge to swoop in and save because it's happening. But
we're adding energy to it.
We're adding energy, right? And that's what they said. And then as they were closing out, in that same vein, chart 19, how to change your life. Just any blocks that we have to loving, and it's just loving, and it's not like this, like pie in the sky, but it really is in every situation, including the destruction, saying, how can I love this? How can I love this?
Yeah. Paul Selig is a spiritual teacher that I've followed, and he always says, God is, God is, God is, meaning everywhere God is. Everywhere. Every single thing happening, every single thing said, every single thing you see, God is that. And it's an important reminder. It's like, oh yeah, let me step back from thinking that that isn't God, that isn't godly, that isn't okay. Because there's nothing happening that is outside of God. Powerful.
So we actually, so it's funny that because these questions were so meaty,
we're at time.
I'm going to read our last two. And what we do when we have questions that we don't get to, and if you've thought of a question that you are like, darn, I wish I would have written it down, you can think it now. And we read them and we just ask for the answers to these questions to come clearly to whoever has asked them. We clear any blocks to you receiving the information. And sometimes this will come in, like you'll get a news article in your inbox that might answer this, or you might see a sign and it will jar something in your memory, or a conversation you have at the end here could have it. And so we've got two more. When working with others, doing massage or whatever, how would you engage with the personal energy field or with the person's energy field? What does it mean to be from a neutral source? How does having this knowledge support this incarnation? And it's pretty clear, like we are all from a neutral source. Source is neutral. It's our opinions and our thoughts that make it one way or the other.
And choice.
Mm-hmm. Then anything else that has come in anybody's mind, we're just asking for it to be clear. If there's anything that pops into our field from this that we are supposed to know, we ask for it to just be really clear, connected, a strong knowing in our body, not that even is beyond our mental body, just that we know it.